How does this plan for infrastructure compare with other proposals?
I thank the member for her question. Indeed, just last week, together we announced more than $500 million for the necessary pre-construction work on the Wilgoon to Ballina section of the Pacific Highway. Just a part of our record $7.9 billion that we've committed. This section of pre-construction, 50-50 funded between the Commonwealth and New South Wales. And we're also getting on with the job of upgrading the Bruce Highway. And last Wednesday, I was also in Queensland. I was there to begin construction on Section A of Karaitakura, a vital project, $790 million shared between the Commonwealth and the state government. And the Leader of the Opposition asked his deputy, asked the Leader of the Nats, was he there? No, he wasn't. Didn't turn up to the side turn to the beginning of construction. Like, he didn't turn up back. The announcement of funding, the beginning of construction, the completing of construction, or the opening of Section B in his electorate. So I thought, fair enough, he's probably been pretty busy, working on policy. And I saw a bit of policy from those opposite. On the 14th of June last week, the South Coast Register, Abbott showed roles in the town. And it says this, a direct quote: if we're elected, we will form an organisation called Infrastructure Australia. Well, there's a thought. There's an idea. Hey, what do you think of that? And then he went on. He said this, which will do its best to rationally and scientifically look at the various infrastructure projects and reap the best on public cost benefit.
Bother to turn up to the Kempsey bypass opening. Remember that?
when they were in government, they saved it all for the ag, trying to take credit, saved it all for the ag. Just like this leader of the National Party described the Karoida-Curra section that we're funding the construction started on, the next section last Wednesday. He described it as the worst road in Australia. The worst road in Australia, it's in his electorate, he did nothing about it. We're getting on with the job of funding, whether it be the Hume Highway duplication will be finished and open this Sunday, whether it be the Pacific Highway or whether it be the Bruce Highway.
Standing orders in terms of the time limits for debates, etc. The question time is supposed to finish at 3:10 or after 20 questions have been asked. Well, the Deputy Leader of the